Please stay tuned. The Anaheim Ducks pregame show will begin shortly. Please stay tuned. The Anaheim Ducks pregame show will begin shortly. Please stay tuned. The Anaheim Ducks pregame show will begin shortly. It's time for the Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Backhand deep, score! Ryan Strome!
Live on Duck Street, the exclusive 24/7 audio home for Ducks hockey. Presented by Ghetto and powered by TuneIn. Here's Alexis Downey.
It's Saturday night hockey here at Honda Center to kickstart the month of December. The Colorado Avalanche are in town for the first game of a home-and-home series with the Anaheim Ducks. Welcome in, everyone. I'm Alexis Downey, your pregame show host. Thank you for being with us tonight on your Saturday evening. We'll be joined by color analyst Emerson Edom in a bit, and then the voice of the Ducks, Steve Carroll, later on. Today's Ducks pregame show is presented by Easton and Easton, Orange County's premier injury firm and the official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. Easton and Easton, let our family help yours at eastonlawfirm.com. So the Anaheim Ducks are still looking to find a way to win after falling in the last 8 straight games. The last time out on Thursday against the Washington Capitals, a close 5-4 loss. Definitely some highlights, though, from that game. Tristan Luneau's first NHL goal. Brett Leeson scoring against his former team in the Capitals. And then Brock McGinn also getting his first goal of the season. But the Ducks are 9-14 now, which is 7th in the Pacific Division, as they go into game number 24 on their season tonight and against a very difficult opponent, as the Colorado Avalanche are a high-octane offensive team. The last time the Ducks played them wasn't too long ago, back on November 15th, and it was a tough 8-2 loss at Ball Arena in Denver. In that one, there were goals from Sam Carrick in that first period and then also Max Jones in the third period. The penalty kill going 3-for-4. The power play, though, not capitalizing, going 0-for-4. And the Ducks only putting up 17 shots on goal. So going to look for more shots in tonight's game. Now the Avalanche are 15-6-1, and they're really gelling as a team as they're tied with Dallas for that top spot in the Central Division right now with 31 points. Defenseman Cale Makar is pacing the team with 34 points, which actually gets him good for third in the NHL as a whole with points, and he leads all defensemen just a point ahead of Quinn Hughes on that end. And I was talking with ringside reporter Katie Gause for the Colorado Avalanche this morning. She was talking a little bit to me about the impact that Ryan Johansson has had on this team, as the Avalanche have been without their captain, Gabriel Landeskog, who underwent cartilage transplant in his right knee back in May. And Ryan Johansson has just been someone that has stepped up for this Avalanche team this season. So let's bring in Emerson Edom now and take a listen to what head coach Gray Cronin had to say this morning, especially about that Vetrano, McTavish, and Strome line.
So, Max, this is where we get, we're all, I'm not saying you guys, but I got to check myself because Max's still 20, right? So he's a 20-year-old guy, and we've got these games are piling up, right, playing every other night. And, you look at Max, he's physically a strong guy, but he's got a 20-year-old brain with limited experience, right? So when he starts fighting it, and a lot of these young guys, they value their identity through their offensive game, and ultimately that's not what's holding that line back. It's their defensive awareness. And when guys that have had, particularly that line, has had success scoring and it doesn't happen for them, they push offense and they start cheating defensively. And Max plus minus in the last handful of games is abysmal. and trying to tell them that you can't try and push offense without having stable defense. And then when the sentiment in a line is not driving the line properly, the line fails. And I think that's what's going on with that group.
So, Emerson, some interesting points from Greg Cronin on Mason McTavish as of late, who has not had a point in three games now after being very consistent to start this season. Do you also find it easy to forget how young Mason McTavish is just based on the way he plays at such a high level?
Well, I really look at his preparation. That's what comes to mind when I think of Mason McTavish. I mean, he's the first one on the ice each and every practice, whether it's a regular team practice or a pregame skate. He dumps those pucks on the ice and just continues to shoot. Repetition, works on his shot from different areas of the ice. So that's what I think. He stays after practice. And just by eye test, when I'm watching him, the one thing I really notice, along with his size, and he's able to utilize it in this sense too, or at least helps him out, is his wall work, his timing, going with the puck, going against the puck. He just knows how to get each and every puck off the wall, and it's just repetition. I see it firsthand in practice, and he's just a leader through and through. He's young, but he brings so much good things. I think the other young players on the Ducks roster, they look up to him. I think the veteran players on this team look up to him, and he is a big part of this offense, among other things.
Now, Sam Carrick and Brett Leeson had a fair share of chances in the game on Thursday against the Capitals, two guys playing on that fourth line together. What should we look for from those bottom two lines tonight?
Well, I've been really impressed with Brett Leeson and Sam Carrick's just overall game from the start of preseason. They've wanted it this year, and they're hungry, and they're taking that same energy that gave them so much success in the minors, and they're bringing it, and it's translating to the National Hockey League. And whether it's Sam Carrick stepping up to a fight when he needs to answer the bell in that sense. Brett Leeson, I mean, he has really personified taking his situation and the opportunity that he's been given and maximizing it. For Brett Leeson, I would like to see him being bumped up to the third line, and even more, get him a second line look, because the amount of quality offensive chances he's created for him and his lines, I mean, I look forward to him getting a boost and maybe even, you know, moving himself up in the lineup.
And like we said, the last time that these two teams met each other was back on November 15th. Emerson, anything that the team can take out of that loss into tonight's game?
Well, they need to do the exact same thing that Colorado did in order to get the 2 points that night, and that is just finish. Any opportunity, whether it was Colton streaking down and going far side right over the pad, it was a pretty shot. It had so much speed throughout the ice, and it was just a pretty goal, I think, to Cogliano's late tally for them, really separating themselves as far as just goals in that game. I mean, you know, that score, it was not a good look. I know that the Anaheim Ducks are going to be hungry, but they're going to have to do the exact same thing Colorado did last game, and that is finish when they have the opportunity to do so.
Ducks and Avalanche tonight here at Honda Center. We'll have more on the other side of the break.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expert expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Join the Wild Wingers Kids Club presented by Chalk and UCI Health for just $35. By signing up today, you'll receive a limited edition 30th anniversary kit, which includes a tin lunchbox, collectible trading card, reversible beanie, pop-up toy, and exclusive deals. Plus, get a special invite to skate on Honda Center's ice for our end-of-the-year party. What are you waiting for? Get your membership now at anaheimducks.com/kidsclub or look for the Kids Club booth inside Honda Center at your next Ducks game. Let's go!
Welcome back. General Manager Pat Verbeek joined myself for the latest rendition of the Beaker this week on Duck Stream to give a quarter season update on the Anaheim Ducks team, in addition to talking about some of those younger players in the organization.
Well, let's talk about where the team is at after this first quarter of the season. Obviously, tough stretch, but a good early start too. What has been your impression so far of where they're at?
Well, it's kind of really with a young team, new coach. I think I was expecting, a little bit of a roller coaster ride, and now we're kind of seeing that. We're 1-1 after two, went to 1-4, and then we reeled off 6 in a row, which was really good. And now we're going through a stretch where we found ways to lose. I wouldn't say, other than maybe the Edmonton game, and maybe the Colorado game, we've been in every game, and I think there's been little mistakes, little turnovers at the wrong time, wrong places that have cost us points. And so I attribute that to a couple things. I think we're fairly young on the back end, and we're certainly, we got some really young players up front as well. And I think that not all of it falls on them, but I think we're learning a new way, a new style, a new accountability of how to play. And I think we're going through that learning process.
With some of these losses, is that a part of the growing pains then of just having a younger team?
Yeah, for sure. I think I've played on a team like this, certainly we have some good veterans, some really good players, have some younger players. It's, when you play against teams like LA, you play against teams like Colorado, and even Edmonton, who are, those are more mature teams, not only, from a playing standpoint, but from a physical aspect. And so even though, you're in the gym and you're working, there's just it's hard to explain a man's strength versus, a younger player's strength. So they're our younger players are going through that, growing pains as well. Can't make a mistake at the wrong time, and the veterans make you pay. And so that's all experience to me. More games, getting more games under their belt, to learn those little nuances and understand the time of the game, the type of plays they can kind of risk to make, and type of plays that they shouldn't, where they should play safe. And so that's all part of the learning curve. And, mm-hmm. And as a result, there's going to be some games we win, some games we lose. And so that's where we're at.
Do you think it's good that some of these younger guys too were able to experience what winning is like at the National Hockey League level?
Oh, for sure. And they understand. I mean, we had a good run there for 6. Now we're in a tough run for 7 here. So it's, now they're seeing both sides of it. And it's really, for me, it's harder. When I was a player, it's harder to get out of the losing streak than, to come off a winning streak. You might win some games you probably don't deserve to win. But then there's some games that you lose that you deserve to win. And, that's the toughest part. You know, that's the hardest part to swallow.
Now, as far as scoring so far with this team, I mean, the Vetrano McTavish Strome line has been leading the way this season. Are you still looking for more scoring depth on that end?
I think that, you know, obviously we haven't had consistency with our lineup, with our forward lines. You know, Leo's been in and out. You know, our fourth line, we kind of move players in and out. At some point, I think, you know, when things, you know, stabilize a little bit more with how what we're doing with Leo, and that will probably come in the next 6 weeks or so, that, you know, I think the, you know, consistency from the group, the consistency on lines being put together, being, you know, learning to play with one another, will, you know, I think chemistry will develop.
That was General Manager Pat Verbeek on the latest episode of The Beaker on Duck Stream. You can find it wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Come back for more after the break of this pregame show.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gotcha! Strikes quickly!
The magic continues!
For music.
I can buy myself flowers.
Calm down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it.
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long.
This guitar about as hard as a pain.
The top 40 hits you just can't get enough of.
Thank God.
TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Today's Ducks pregame show is presented by Easton & Easton, Orange County's premier injury firm and the official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. Easton & Easton, let our family help yours at eastonlawfirm.com. So for tonight's player spotlight, we're going to do something a little different. We are going to highlight a coach. In fact, assistant coach Brent Thompson is who we are going to talk about tonight. Brent Thompson is in his first season with the Anaheim Ducks. He's coming from the American Hockey League's Bridgeport Islanders, where he was the head coach for the last 9 seasons. He knew head coach Greg Cronin there, being with the Islanders organization, and Cronin brought him in as a part of the staff this season. And looking at Thompson's time with the Islanders organization, it's good to note that he was part of Ryan Strome's development when he was a part of the New York franchise. So why a coach tonight? Well, I wanted to share some numbers from the penalty kill this season, which is what Thompson runs, and it has really been successful in growing
this season. And that's something that General Manager Pat Verbeek spoke with me about this week as a part of that Beaker episode that you just heard a clip from in the last segment. Pat Verbeek just saying how happy he has been with the special teams growing this season in general, but limiting those penalties has been something that wants some improvement. Now, the team is currently 78.9% allowing only 22 power play goals against through the 23 games played this season, which is good for 19th in the NHL at the moment going into this game tonight. The highest ranking that they've had in the league this season as far as the penalty kill was 14th at 80.7% this season just a few games ago. So the last time the Ducks played the Colorado Avalanche, the penalty kill went 3-for-4, and that Avs power play is one that you do not want to see as they are good at 21.4%. So the Ducks will need to stay out of the penalty box tonight. Otherwise, you will see what Brent Thompson has put together on the penalty kill once again tonight. Come back for more after the break of this Anaheim Ducks pregame show.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Thanks for joining us back with the pregame show. Let's welcome Emerson back to the show and also bring in Steve Carroll from the booth. Guys, tonight's Twitter, or also known as X poll, is over under 15 total hits by the Ducks tonight against the Avalanche. What do you think, over or under?
I'm going to go with 22 shots. Hopefully that answers the question, and hopefully we get to that number. I think that would help us to win a hockey game tonight.
I'm going to go 25. I think it's going to – we're going to need 25 here tonight. Just looking at the past win streak right before this losing streak we're currently on here. And in big wins, it's been 25. But, hey, against Oilers, 38. So it doesn't always – equal a win with that high total.
All right, well, let's just jump into this game, guys. A team that the Colorado Avalanche, I mean, we know that they're going to be a tough opponent for the Ducks tonight. So, Steve, one of the exciting parts of this game is seeing Josh Manson, his return to Honda Center, to the first time that he will be playing against his former team here in Anaheim since he left the team in the 21-22 season. What do you think about seeing Josh Manson in tonight's matchup?
Brings a warmth to your body, I think. He was a special guy, and he's also a guy coming off a lower body injury. He missed 54 games 1 year ago. It takes a lot to come back from an injury like that. Currently on this team he plays for in Colorado, he's sharing the team lead in hits, third and block shots, things like that. He's missed three games with an upper body, but some of the things that you want to hear about Josh Manson, and I think everybody would verify this, he's a leader. Not only on the ice, but off the ice. He's also a physical player that takes care of teammates, enjoys the rough stuff, and I think he's just developed into a very good all-around hockey player. Stay away from injuries. The Avs have something special here. And by the way, I didn't realize this, but Anaheim's franchise leader among defensemen in hits, about 1,083 in his career here. And he also ranks fifth time among Ducks franchise defensemen in games, ninth in assist and points. And finally, he's done some scoring of points, 113 points in 453 career games with Anaheim. And I think Emerson would agree with me on this. You root for a guy like this, but only after the game tonight against Anaheim.
Well, also, I would think that Radko Gudas has his eye on that hits record. I know he just got to the Ducks this season, but something that he certainly adds on the blue line. Emerson, a big night for John Gibson in the net as he will become the franchise leader in the most games played by a goaltender for all goaltenders in Ducks history, surpassing J.S. Chigurh on that list. How special of a night do you see that is for John Gibson?
Oh, it's a huge night, once again, the coaching staff are asking of him to backstop this team to victory, and he gives this Ducks team a chance to win each and every night. He has since just my days when we were teammates. I mean, he's been here for so long. Like I mentioned, he just always stands on his head. He's always making the initial save, if not the second, third, the paddle save against Dubois a few games back. The list goes on of just highlight reel saves that John Gibson seems to be able to pull off night in and night out. And I just look forward to yet another game from him tonight, a big game in the Ducks uniform.
Well, Emerson, this lineup is definitely a little different tonight as well. Bo Grew coming in. Jakob Silverberg is out to rest tonight. Tristan Luneau is out as a part of his development plan. And Urho Vaakanainen is back in. So with some of these changes in the lineup, how do you see the Ducks playing to those strengths tonight?
Well, you know, Bo Grew, I would say he has better, but look, he's playing really good. He's got a great shot with high velocity, and he gets it off quick and in a hurry. He's been playing on the third line a few games, and so he's getting an opportunity now through good play. Like this early part of the season, he's been playing good. Now, I would just like for him to get on the score sheet a little bit more. We talked about earlier Brett Leason and Sam Carrick really maximizing their spot consistently on that fourth line. You know, with 6 points apiece in different amount of games. But, hey, that's really good for their situation. I mentioned Brett Leason and wanting him to, or me seeing him getting bumped up into the lineup. So Bo Grew, he's got to bring it tonight. He's got to finish because he's doing such good things. Sylvie, I just feel like Sylvie's playing so well. He's just not really getting rewarded, which is just tough to see. So when he's back, he's going to take it up a notch. You know, the development plan with just Luneau, it is what it is. It's part of the process. And Vax, man, like, he's been looking so consistent, so confident. He's jumping up in the rush more. He's getting shots through. So look for him to be an impact player in tonight's game.
Yeah, Urho Vaakanainen playing back with Radko Gudas as a part of that line tonight. Ducks and Avalanche tonight here at Honda Center. Come back after the break as Steve and Emerson will have puck drop for you. Thank you for tuning in to the pregame show here on Ducks Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.